Hello and good day. Welcome to KXCI's Thesis Thursdays. My name is Monica Ramirez, and I am very excited to interview talented students. And let me tell you, we got Christina Morrison here today, and she's going to talk to us about her efforts at the University of Arizona. How's it going, Christina?
It's going pretty good.
Yeah. So talk to me about what you're working on at the U of A.
I am a PhD student working with Professor Charles Gerba in the Environmental Science Department at the University of Arizona. I mainly study environmental virology and microbiology. Most of my research is looking for viruses in different types of environmental matrices, such as wastewater, drinking water, even food products like baby food, to try to extract viruses from and determine the viral content of these.
What kind of viruses are you talking about?
We actually look for a suite of indicator viruses. So an indicator virus basically is a surrogate for a human pathogenic virus. So ingestion of these viruses in wastewater can make you potentially get an infection and gastrointestinal illness and things like that. These viruses are actually found in very low concentrations in these matrices. So they're really hard to detect. You have to do a lot of concentration steps and a lot of nuanced detection techniques where you're not entirely sure if you're finding an infectious virus or a non-infectious virus. To kind of eliminate some of those issues, we look for these indicator viruses, okay, which are different viruses present in these matrices at much higher concentrations. They're not necessarily pathogenic viruses, but we correlate them to the presence of pathogenic viruses, and they're a lot easier to detect, things
like
that.
Yeah, so they're kind of like the canary in the coal mine in a way, right?
Yes.
So they're, why would we care about this in wastewater?
In drinking water processes, in Arizona, you're using Colorado River water, basically, that's transported from the Colorado River all the way to Tucson. But with wastewater reuse, we're using a much dirtier source water. And so the potential for there to be a pathogenic virus that makes it through the treatment is much higher when you're using a wastewater as your source water.
Currently in Arizona, wastewater is being used for other forms of water use, not drinking water.
Yes. In Tucson, we reuse our water and use it in golf courses. Okay. So we call it reclaimed effluent.
Okay, and so now because of this movement towards that, and you can imagine going from toilet to tap in the, right, is an ultimate goal. Orange County, California, I believe, is
yes.
doing that, correct,
yes, they are,
right?
Yeah.
And so we eventually want to make sure that this water is clean enough to drink.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Okay. So what are you going to do when you finish?
Right now, I'm kind of looking for different postdoctoral positions, though not exclusively postdoc positions. I might veer off and go into industry. There's a lot of municipalities across the United States that are implementing wastewater reuse and have a lot of great research opportunities there. So it would be much more applied and actually in practice, which is something I'm kind of interested in, because a lot of times in research, we do a lot of things that get shelved and not actually in use. So potentially working in industry or for local governments and things like that, you can actually put a lot of this knowledge to action. So.
And to know that you were in one of those offices would make me feel great.
Yes.
I'm confident in your skill set. You listen to music?
I love music. I grew up kind of non-traditionally. My dad listened to a lot of metal and things like that growing up. So my rebellious music, I felt like a little bit different. I listened to everything. I guess some of my favorite artist is Sufjan Stevens. There's an electronic band, Subtract, which is really good.
So excited about your work. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.